The ancient city of Bukhara, now in present-day Uzbekistan, was one of Islam's most vibrant centers of learning. The city once boasted 90 madrasas, or Islamic institutes. The Soviets shut down practically all the madrasas, but several have reopened since Uzbekistan gained independence in 1991. Today, the Uzbek government is fearful of militant Islam and keeps tight control over the curriculum. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
Mir Irab Madrasa is 500 years old. At one time, it was considered among the world's top Islamic institutes. Its towering stone minaret and gleaming blue dome dominate Bukhara's skyline. Stalin had Mir Irab turned into a warehouse, but he allowed it to reopen in 1947 for the task of preparing a politically reliable crop of Muslim clergy. Mir Irab is one of 9 madrasas functioning in Uzbekistan today. 115 young men are now enrolled here. They spend half their time studying Islam and half studying secular subjects like biology, literature, and astronomy. The students live on campus, so to speak, in the maze of hidden rooms among the granite walls of Mir Irab. In addition to traditional Quran readings and prayer training, this group of budding muftis also gets a heavy dose of Uzbekistan's government-sanctioned form of Islam. The dean of Mir Irab, Muhuddin Imomov, says his pupils are warned not to go down what he calls the mistaken path of radicalism.
We explain to our students that there are incorrect forces, books which poison people. We do this so that our pupils don't go astray. We teach them about radical groups and the mistakes they make.
Imomov and other religious officials in Uzbekistan are effectively government employees. Imomov's students, like 20-year-old Muhammad Ali Hakimov, reflect the mix of Uzbek state policy and Islam taught at Mir Irab. The radical groups distort Islam, says Muhammad Ali. Their philosophy is all upside down. They do things against the Quran. Such teachings are part of the so-called National Ideology Program, under which government explanations must accompany the study of the Quran. The government justifies the policy as an attempt to counter the influence of radical groups, like Hizbut Tahrir, a shadowy network reputed to have secret cells in Uzbekistan and Central Asia. Mir Irab has a sister institution in Bukhara these days. A few hundred yards away is the Jiburi Cologne Girls Madrasa. Many of the young women studying in the 3-year course aim to become teachers of Islamic history and thought. 19-year-old Mukadda has also been tutored to reject radicalism. We are against the radical movements, Mukadda says. They incorrectly interpret Islam. When Mukadda is unable to elaborate further, she is interrupted by her teacher, Mavlada Gulyamova. Gulyamova says radical groups inspired from abroad are trying to wipe out the specific brand of Islam practiced by many Muslims in Central Asia. This includes Sufism, which incorporates mysticism in local rituals. But government critics in Uzbekistan, like human rights campaigner Tolib Yakubov, contend that President Islam Karimov himself helped stimulate radical movements, like the Islamic Movement for Uzbekistan, whose members fled abroad and supported the Taliban in Afghanistan. No one asks where these people came from, Yakubov says. The government created these people through its repression of religious Muslims. Without this repression, these groups never would have emerged in the first place. And Yakubov adds that Karimov exaggerates the radical threat which the madrasas now warn against. Yakubov says Karimov does this in order to create fear among the population, thereby justifying repression of political dissent. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Bukhara, Uzbekistan.